Hi, I'm Katie Piedra. Most of you probably remember me from various little radio skits and dramas I did last year. But today, I decided to do something a little bit different. I decided to continue with sound design, after all, it's one of my favorite things to do, but in this case, I'm going to be making an entirely different project. This time, I'm going to be creating the song Tongues. Pick me up, dust me off, give me breath, let me cough. Drag me back, let my thoughts, I've come back to the land I lost. The tongues are done, I'm welcome back to town. Sometimes I feel like they don't understand me. I hear their mouths making foreign sounds. But here's the catch. I challenged myself to use something besides conventional instruments, as you would call them today. My goal with this project was to take something that most people only see as an ordinary object and turn it into something else. Basically, recreate it. Make it something new. What that object is entirely depends on a random generator. So, in this case, I went to Google, searched up random generators, clicked the first one, hit generate, and book came up. So I took a book, played around with it, and eventually made the drum beat out of it. And I hope it turned out all right. It certainly took a long time of struggling with effects and basically just how on earth I'm actually going to make a book sound like an instrument. I finally created a song. I also ended up using instruments outside of just a book because no matter how hard I tried, which I will show you kind of how I ended up doing it after I play the song, I could not get a book to sound melodic. I tried everything. Regardless, I'm pretty content with how it turned out, so I hope you guys enjoy listening.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was Tongues by Joywave and Knops, and a book. You might be wondering how on earth I managed to actually get this all together, because basically every single sound you just heard is its own individual sound effect. So every note was taken from the instrument or book I recorded it from and compiled all into a ginormous track. So you can imagine how long that took to edit. I guess I'll walk you through the step-by-step process I took. So basically one day I sat down with a book in a recording studio, and I probably looked a little crazy because I took a microphone and pretty much did everything you could think of with a book. I closed the front cover, I closed the back cover because for whatever reason I thought that would sound different. I riffled through the pages, I ripped a page, I did a whole number of things. By the end of it, I basically was just done with books. But anyways, after recording a whole slew of these sounds, I sat down to actually figure out what song to make, because I had no idea what song I was going to make out of all this. And I actually messed around with just a few of the sound effects from a book, and I stumbled across the one of me flicking the corner of a sheet of paper. And with that, I messed around with several different effects until I finally got an interesting sound that I thought sounded pretty close to a snare drum. And what song starts pretty much exclusively with a snare drum beat? Well, Tongues. So I decided to take that song and start it off with flicking a corner of a book. And it sounds kind of ridiculous, but it worked out. After shifting the pitch and adding some reverb, it ended up sounding pretty close to what I wanted. So I spliced a piece of the clip, a very, very short snippet of just the one sound, took it into a track that had a metronome set to 118 beats per minute, and pretty much manually created the snare drum beat by placing that sound effect exactly where it should have been. And boy, was that a process. Next came the bass, because that's the next thing to come in, and it's surprisingly difficult to get a really good low pitch from a book. You don't really realize how high-pitched a book is until you go to make a bass out of it. But I ended up finding something that was pretty close to what I wanted, and that ended up being the dropping the back cover of the book. So I took that, and while it started off really, really high-pitched, I actually found this sound effect called Big and Dumb, which basically all it does is lower the pitch ridiculously and add pretty much a massive amount of reverb and echo. So it went from this to this. And I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty close to what I want now. It sounds pretty much like a bass. And so I went through the same process of splicing that specific clip and then creating the actual bass pattern out of that into another track and layered that under the snare beat. And throughout the whole process, I'm constantly checking the volumes of things just to make sure that, well, I mean, it would sound kind of dumb if you couldn't hear the snare beat at all over the bass. So yeah, the whole process is basically involving volume as well. But after that, and then creating the hi-hat and the cowbell parts of the song out of ripping paper, and then, again, lowering the pitch and chopping it down, I reached the most troubling part of the entire project, and that was the actual melody. So at first, I was under the impression that if I were to pitch correct the book sounds, I could actually create the melody out of it. It would sound a little rough, sure, but I could create the melody. And boy oh boy, I tried everything. I tried running it through, again, I ran it through a pitch corrector. That sounded bad, so then I ended up trying to shift the pitch myself to what I thought the volume was. And it worked, but at the same time, it sounded terrible. And throughout this whole process, I'm trying to find an effect that makes a book sound like a person. And that's not exactly possible, believe it or not, because then you get things like this. And I stumbled across some other really great sounds like this one. Or maybe you want this one. In any case, after about maybe 2 hours of trying to figure out how on earth I'm going to turn this book into a melody, I realized that I was going to need to bring in some other instruments. So I took to my percussive abilities. I am able to play pretty much any percussion instrument. And at first I thought I could just play the melody out and then put that over the drum beat. But it turns out, even though I'm pretty rhythmically accurate, these songs get down to like the millisecond. Literally, I could not take the melody that I had played and put it on the track, because if something was even remotely off, the only way to fix it was to shift the entire file. And I don't know if you've tried ever to fix the timing of something, but it affects the entire track, which is kind of problematic. So I ended up, in the end, recording every single note of a scale on a marimba, a bell kit, and a vibraphone, and taking those notes, putting effects on those, and then splicing them all together in the exact rhythmic pattern, putting echo and reverb, and at long last, I had something that resembled the melody and the background and the chords that you hear in the background of Tongues. And so, with all of these tools now in my arsenal, I managed to splice together an entire song, get it all to be about the right volume, and finally, managed to put it all together into one piece. And yeah, so that's what you just heard. I apologize, this explanation couldn't be more concise, but honestly, this process was a mess. If you were to look into the folder that I store all these effects in, it would just be a nightmare. but yeah, in case you've ever wanted to make a song out of a book, that's how you do it. There you go. But more importantly, thanks for tuning into my version of Tongues. It really means a lot. This is only a small aspect of all of the things that WHJE puts up on our website. To find more things like this and other great podcasts, visit whje.com or tune in to 91.3 WHJE. Thanks for listening.